pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Paul Thomas Anderson is a madman, lunatic, genius filmmaker. He's done another film that causes you to rethink your position in the world. It's sort of the There Will Be Blood as a romantic turn-of-the-century movie starring the sort of Giovanni Versace of seamstressing. So it's about Daniel Day-Lewis inhabits the screen in a way that perhaps will change their perception of human relationships for ever. It's one of those movies that just Daniel Day-Lewis just kept. He retired from acting now after this film, which looks like it must have killed him. But it's a as Reynolds Woodcock. He plays a character who is obsessive, narcissistic, awful, and a genius. And despite himself, finds himself sort of in love with the revelatory role of Vicky Creeps from Luxembourg. Really not a very well-known actress. You may have seen her in The Colony or Hannah, but really just she's the she runs the show here, and she falls for Lewis's character when he hits on her at a restaurant, and he tells her he's an avowed bachelor. He plans to spend his life alone, and their sort of relationship, as she watches him sort of make dresses, he lives with his sister. What happens later? Spoiler alert. He slights her when he makes a dress for a princess, and she gets jealous. So she poisons him with mushrooms, and he gets so sick that when he comes out of his fever dream, he tells her, he professes love for her, asks her to marry him. Then they get married, and then the relationship takes a darker turn where it falls into the familiar sort of ebb and flow of a couple stuck in a rut, and that's underselling the rut. But what the filmmaker does, what P.T. Anderson does here, is with very minimal word, there's very little that happens in the film, there's very little said in the film. It's the eyes, it's the looks, so the acting, it's just, it's excruciating to watch. And what ultimately settles on a very sort of uncomfortable view of what it means to be in a relationship with someone, possibly autobiographically, and possibly relating to Daniel Day-Lewis's relationship with Arthur Miller's daughter, Rebecca Miller. So what does it mean to be in a relationship with an obsessive artist who puts their art above all else? Always an interesting, fascinating subject for artists to depict, because we can't help but see how they themselves might be capturing lightning in a bottle. And here, Daniel Day-Lewis, perhaps to the unadvisable from his doctors, perhaps medically, perhaps critically injuring his psyche in the process. But what we have is a record of a remarkable tension in the ebb and flow of relationships as they move through, and the argument for poison is the only sort of antidote to the love potion.